Good to have everybody with us here this morning. It's a wonderful, beautiful day, and just continue to rejoice in this, the day the Lord has made. And thank you so much all for being here this morning. Last week we presented to you someone who has come and has been praying about and feels God leading them here to join our church family, and that is exciting. It's exciting to see and be a part of a church that God continues to grow and add to, but it's about him and his family and his kingdom. But we are very excited about that. And so Lynn, go ahead, and if you would, you can come on forward here with me. And last week I presented her for membership and gave everyone an opportunity to pray over that and pray over her. And she was a little nervous.
And
I said, it's okay, I got to do all the work, so don't sweat it. But today we stand here, and Lynn, we're proud of you, so thankful of you and your testimony. I'll never forget that day. Never forget that day when she walked in, she told Linda, I'm lost. And Linda said, well, there's Route 1. And she said, no, not that kind of lost. And so she prayed that day. After 3 hours, she came and sat down, and we walked through the scriptures, and God was just piercing your heart with his truth. And so we're so thankful that you accepted that truth. And so today, she stands before you, and she would like to become a member of the body here in Clinton Bible Fellowship and what Christ is doing. So all those in favor of her joining the church family, let it be known by a hearty amen.
Amen.
All right, thank you. Welcome to the body of Christ. Absolutely. And so in continuing with that, now we have someone, again, has been praying about joining a church, and so we continue that process. So, Shannon, if you would go ahead. I have a habit. I don't know why. I told Rebecca this morning. I said, I have called this woman Sharon about 100 times. She lovingly always corrects me, and it's not because I don't know her. I guess I'm just getting old or something, or maybe you look like a Sharon. I don't know, but this is Shannon, and Shannon has been praying about coming to join the church body here as well. And so I present her this morning to be praying about this week and just continue to lift her up in prayer and what God has in store for her and getting involved here in the church. So let's go ahead and pray over her this morning. If any of you would have anything you'd like to come talk to me about throughout the week, you can do that in the privacy of my office. But let's go ahead and pray here today. Lord Jesus, we come before you and we are so thankful for your goodness, for your faithfulness. And Lord, may we not forget that it's not about numerics, it's not about the size of the church. But Father, it is about the one that we worship here, Jesus Christ. And we are excited, we are thankful that you continue about your kingdom work. And so we offer Shannon and Lynn up to you, God, and just pray that you would order their steps. Father, I pray that you would just guide and direct them in all that it is that you would have for their life and this church as well. Lord, we give all these things into your hands and ask you to order our steps according to your perfect purpose. For in the name of Jesus, we ask it. Amen.
That must have been so hard for you. Good job.
Yes, I got it right. Well, it's good to have you all here again today. You know, I've this week really been dwelling on the faithfulness of God. And just so thankful that he doesn't give me what I deserve. He doesn't treat me in who I naturally am, but he has given me and all of us what it is that we need rather than what we deserve, but the faithfulness and the goodness of God. And so we just welcome you here this morning, and as we do every Sunday, we just like to start our services by acknowledging him and praying to him. So we just ask that you would just still your hearts right here in the privacy of your own heart and just pray to the Lord whatever it is that he is pressing upon you here this morning. Thank you. Almighty Infinite Father, I do thank you and praise you for your presence here this morning. I thank you for the peace that you made through the cross at Calvary. And God, I just thank you for your faithfulness. I thank you, as Paul told Timothy, that when we are faithless, you remain faithful. I praise you and thank you that your love is unconditional. I praise you and thank you that you are and always have been and always will be. I thank you, Almighty God, for being the God of this universe and the God of this church, the God of our salvation. Father, we come before you this morning a very humble people, a needy people. And Lord, I cry out to you for all of the needs here in a church this size, from the personal to the physical to the emotional to the spiritual. Lord, you know every heart. You know every mind. You have told us in your word that you've numbered the hairs on our head, that your thoughts towards us are more in number than the grains of sand on the seashore. I pray, Father, that each and every person would understand the love of Jesus this morning. But may we just not understand it, but may we heed it and accept it. Lord, I pray that you would be exalted here this morning through our song, through worship, through communion. I just pray, Almighty God, that you would be lifted high above every name. May every heart and every mind be humbled before you here this morning. We need you, and we invite your presence here. God, I pray that you would guide our worship, guide the words of our mouth, and guide our heart. We pray all these things in the name of Jesus, for the glory of King Jesus, and in that name alone, the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. We're going to ask everybody to stand, and we're going to praise the Lord with hymn number 66, To God Be the Glory. Amen. To God be the glory. Let's sing it.
Amen. morning. Praise God for the great things he hath done. Amen. If you're a visitor or new to the church here, if you would fill out a connection card, there should be one in front of you in the pew. If you would fill that out and put it in the, give it to the ushers as they come by in just a minute. A couple of quick announcements here. There's a men's breakfast next Saturday at 9 o'clock. Guys, if you haven't signed up, there's a sign-up sheet in the foyer. So get your name on that. It's always a great time of fellowship. Pastor always has a tremendous message, as always, and tremendous food, too. So that'll be next Saturday at 9 o'clock. And then Awana Leaders, they'll be meeting on Tuesday, this coming Tuesday at 7 p.m. And anybody else who's interested in any way being involved with Awana, please plan on coming to that meeting. Let's have the ushers come forward, and as they do, we're going to stand and recite. Let's all stand. We're going to recite Exodus 33:14. It's up there on the screen. Let's go ahead and recite that together now. And he said, "My presence will go with you, and I will give you rest." Exodus 33:14. Bruce, would you lead us in a prayer for the offering?
Dear Lord and Heavenly Father, we're truly thankful that we can come together and worship in your name. And Lord, we want to magnify you here in this church. We pray that you would take these monies and that you would, Lord, cause them to be multiplied and added, that, Lord, we might be able to do the work here that you've set us to do. And we want to pray in the name of Jesus and for his sake. Amen.
I choose a simple stall. Why wander poor and homeless? The King and Lord of all. Why heal a lonely beggar? Why cause the blind to see? Of all creation, shining there for me, it was for me, he cried, for me, he died, for me, he shed his blood upon a tree, it was for me, he came, for me, his shame, for me, oh, praise his name. Was for me. Why stay in Olive's garden? Why spend the night in prayer? I suffer such betrayal. I climb that dreadful.
Amen. Thank you so much for that. We're going to ask everybody to stand. And I tell you, you think about those lyrics. It was for you, it was for me that he died. And that was a beautiful song that told the whole story of what Jesus did for us. We're going to praise the Lord this morning. And the first song we're going to sing is You Are Holy. You Are Holy. Do is find the music. Here we go. I encourage you to think about the holiness of God as we sing this set of songs. God is holy, and a holy God sent his holy son Jesus, like Amanda just sang about, for you. And that son lived a perfect life and then died on a cross for you. God is holy, and he left the perfect place. He left it all and gave it all up for us. Think about that as we praise the Lord this morning and talk and think about how holy God is and how much he loves you. How much he loves you. Let's sing this song. Guys, you follow me. Ladies, follow Beth and the women out here. Here we go. You are holy. He's such a good, good Father, such a great God. Loved us so much. We're going to sing, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty.
Thank you.
That you loved us so much, you sent your precious son to this wicked earth to live a sinless, perfect life and then lay that life down willingly on a cross and shed his innocent blood for our sins. Lord God, may we never for a second take that for granted. You are holy. We praise you. All creation sings your praise from the heavens to the earth around us. Lord God, may we be equally full of praise. May we just shine for you. Use Pastor as he brings your word in a mighty way and help us be ready to receive it and have our hearts and minds open. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Thank you, Mavis.
Deacons, at this time, I'll ask for you to go ahead and come forward as we prepare for communion this morning. First Sunday of the month, we have Communion Sunday here. And it's a very, very special, sacred time. What we believe here at Clinton Bible Fellowship, we believe in open communion. And simply what that means is that you don't have to be a member of this church to partake of the Lord's Supper. What we do believe, in accordance to God's word, is that you have to be a member of the body of Christ. What that means is you have to accept him as your Lord and Savior, profess him as Lord, as Jesus, confess your sins before him, and accepted that sacrifice that he has made. It's a memorial for what he has done for each and every one of us. I always read from the book of Corinthians because I feel that it just exemplifies all of these things. It's a memorial as to what God has done, and it's also for remembrance for us, but it's also to reflect in a time of repentance. And what we see here is Paul wrote to the church in Corinth. He says, "Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner," he's talking about not accepting Christ, he says, "it will be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, And so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner, it says that he eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this reason, many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep. So there's the biblical template just in those verses alone as to why we celebrate communion, why we remember what Christ did at the cross. But now the specific elements of the cross, what we remember here and what Jesus gave to his disciples that night, remember that the blood of Jesus was shed because, as Leviticus 17:11 and Hebrews 9:22 says, without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sins. And it couldn't just be any blood, but the blood of the precious Lamb of God, Jesus himself, that pure and spotless and righteous sacrifice. It wouldn't do me any good to be sacrificed for your sins because I'm a sinful man. No man is able to forgive the sins of another sinful man, but only Jesus Christ himself. That is why it was necessary. And then the body, as it says in the book of Isaiah, by his stripes we are healed. The beating that was given to him, not just physically, but that spiritual separation from his heavenly Father, it was for you and for me. And so this morning is what we celebrate as we partake of the Lord's Supper. What we do here is we take the body, we take the elements. We see in Scripture this is not, it does not literally, it's called transubstantiation, where we believe that it actually turns into blood or it actually turns into flesh. That is not what we see in Scripture. It is a memorial, as Jesus says, do this in remembrance of me as often as you do it. And so that's what we do here this morning as we partake of what it is that God has done for each and every one of us. Paul writes, "For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me.'" Rick, would you pray for us, please?
Lord Jesus, we thank you for the horrendous beatings, suffering you endured on our behalf, going to the cross, so that we may have access to you through you to heaven. God, we thank you for your victory over death, and you have prepared a place for us, Lord, and we just thank you. We pray we put this on our hearts and minds, not just today, this moment, but each and every day. Let's be thankful for your sacrifice for us. In your holy and precious name, amen.
Amen. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Mark, would you pray for us, please?
Father, we thank you for this time that we can remember what you did for us on the cross.
Yes.
Thank you for the forgiveness that you give us each day. Just pray that you would be blessed by the service today.
Amen.